Hey there. Do you want to know the secret weapon to building unbreakable client relationships in business and insurance? Stay tuned.
Insurance dudes are on a mission to escape being handcuffed by our agencies.
How? By uncovering the secrets to creating a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine.
I am Craig Pretziger.
I am Jason Feldman.
We are agents.
We are insurance dudes.
All right, we're back. This is Craig, the listening guru of Pretziger. Welcome back. We are glad to have you here, insurance dudes and dudettes. Today, we're diving into a skill that can revolutionize your client relationships and transform your agency's success, and maybe something that you could even use at home. That's right. We're talking about active listening. This one is a hard one, especially for us sales folks, right? We like to gab. I know what you're thinking. Listening, it's easy. I do it all day long, every day. But here's the thing. There's a big difference between hearing and truly listening. So in fact, there's been all these studies done that the average person only listens to about 25% of what they actually can do. That means 75% of what's being said is going in one ear and out the other. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you just saw it go in one ear and out the other. You know, go figure. So what if I told you that by mastering the art of active listening, you could not only improve your client relationships, but also increase your sales, resolve conflicts more effectively, and maybe even become a better leader? So first, it starts with understanding what active listening really is. It's not just nodding along while somebody talks or waiting for your turn to speak and thinking about what you're going to say. It's about being fully present in the conversation, focusing on understanding the other person's perspective, and then responding with empathy and with clarity. Okay, so one of the key elements of this active listening is the nonverbal communication. So this includes things like maintaining eye contact, using open body language, and even mirroring the other person's posture or facial expression. So if they're nodding, right, you're nodding along. By doing these things, you're sending a powerful message, and it's in the physiology of our body. I'm here with you. I'm invested in this conversation. You have my full attention. Think about what it's like when you're talking to somebody and they're looking at their phone and they're like, right? Terrible. So put yourself in the other role and watch what happens. Another critical component of the whole thing is reflecting back on what you've heard. So this means paraphrasing the other person's words and checking for understanding. So for example, let's say a client calls you upset about a claim because it was denied. Instead of immediately jumping into the problem-solving, defensive, passing the buck thing, you might say something like, what I'm hearing is that you're frustrated because you feel like your claim should have been covered. Is that right? So you're getting clarification and it's showing that you're listening, right? By reflecting that back, it's really double checking, right? You're verifying that what you heard was correct and you're validating them. You're validating that they're upset. You're validating their feelings, right? Without trying to be defensive. This creates a sense of trust, right? So instead of turning into this boom, 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 headbutting, right? We're actually creating a sense of trust and some rapport that is going to actually strengthen the relationship. So what it does is it flips the script on it. But active listening isn't just about building relationships. It's also a powerful tool for resolving conflicts and finding solutions too. So when tensions are high and emotions take control, the limbic system is just going nuts, right? Because it's taken over. It's easy to get caught up in the heat of the moment. And then we start arguing and we start defending our position. Now, a really important thing before we even get there is to notice, right? If we notice that we're starting to escalate like that, really good time to eject because it's going to get to the point where you can't control it. But also, practicing active listening can help diffuse it. So if you get into the situation where now the emotions are running wild, all you can do is control yourself, which is difficult, especially the heightened emotion state. So you got to give yourself that break, but at the same time, stopping, being fully present, realizing, okay, I am pissed right now, and I'm just gonna listen because I'm not gonna say something good, right? And you can avoid a lot of potential consequences from that. The key is to focus on understanding. Remember, you're both upset. If you're both upset and you disagree on it, it's okay. You don't have to have the same opinion. Don't have to believe the same things. But it is important to try to understand, and that will diffuse it, right? If you seek to understand, hey, look, I'm not trying to say that what you're saying is right or wrong. That's not my intention. My intention is to understand. And if we come across that way, maybe that perspective will shift the way that that you're looking at it. I've seen that happen many times to myself. We can also turn this layup. It's great. So here's the best part. Active listening is a skill anyone can learn, and you can improve with practice. We're talking about practice. So it's not just some magic thing that some people have and some people don't. It is practice, just like everything else, right? Consistency. So how can we start developing it? How can you actually start doing this today? And you can. Guess what? You've noticed I'm loving worksheets lately. And so here's another one. We got the active listening playbook. We're going to throw that in there and go down below. Like I said, as you're just about to pass the subscribe button, you click it and you go doink and you bounce right off of it over to the link that says active listening playbook or of some name similar to that, which you could use some common sense and figure it out. It'll be the first link in there. So we appreciate you listening. Mr. Jason will be back, I believe, on the next one, but this is kind of fun too. I like just making it, you know, keep it in between you and I. Keep it real. Talk to you later. Bye.